Hello, everybody! You're listening to Accounting Makes Sense, an MJ the Tutor podcast, and I'm your host, MJ. In this podcast, we are focused on helping accounting students all over the world by offering a quick warm-up on various accounting and business topics, hoping to generate bigger discussions and conversations around them. If you are a CIMA case study student, then this episode is for you. We'll be doing our tidbits from the SES pre-scene for the November 2022 session. We're going to explore some initial thoughts about the pre-scene that came out about a little over a week ago. These thoughts are what I feel are going to be important for the upcoming exams. As usual, just to put out a disclaimer that these thoughts are simply my opinion. You should not take these as the only important aspect of the pre-scene. There would be other important factors to consider as you read through the pre-scene that you would be able to gather for yourself. So, as we start off, let's look at what our pre-scene company is for the SES this time. Our pre-scene company is an entity called Hot Air, which is a company that manufactures gas boilers and air source heat pumps. The company is listed and is based in the fictitious country called Norland. So now that that is taken care of, let's try and start with the tidbits. The first tidbit to share is that there are a couple of mentions on ESG focus. ESG deals with environmental, social, and corporate governance. I believe the industry is traditionally harmful to the environment. When boilers are used, they do cause carbon emissions. In real life, there is a big focus amongst companies to look at their ESG initiatives to reduce or eliminate their harmful impact to the environment. Our pre-scene is in such an industry. The pre-scene material actually paints a detailed picture about this, with the government offering incentives to encourage the manufacture of green alternatives to traditionally harmful products. There is also a focus by the government to get to a zero net carbon emission status in the future by 2040. So we definitely know that Hot Air should treat this ESG matter as important, or if it's not currently as important as it should be, that they should be treating it as an important aspect for the future of the business. One thing that has been pointed out to me is that there is a lack of definitive initiatives on the material with regards to Hot Air. We know that ESG is deemed to be important since it is part of their mission, vision, and core values, stating that they would lead the movement to a zero carbon world. But there is nothing specific that has been laid out to say how they are already doing it. What programs do they have that helps them to get to this zero carbon world? Of course, this does not mean that there is none in existence. At the exam, this might be raised as a trigger event in a question, for example, to see whether a particular initiative is ideal to be pursued or not. Is it effective in what Hot Air intends to achieve? And that kind of thing. The next tidbit to share is product differentiation, or maybe the lack thereof. Now, I'm not saying that the products are all the same. We know from the pre-scene material that Hot Air products are considered to be high quality, safe, reliable, and efficient, and those are their selling points. The differentiation problem comes in from the other side, when people are choosing whether to put in boilers or heat pumps, that they are not really concerned whether it's a Hot Air product or not. These consumers might not even know what brand of boiler or heat pump they have that they are putting into their houses. So that is kind of worrying. Because we have a company doing its best to be the best, but maybe these efforts are not appreciated enough by the end consumers to make the differentiation to choose the product over others. Additionally, Hot Air products will not likely be the choice if the customer is price conscious, since there are other cheaper alternatives and substitutes in the market. The good thing though is that most people rely on specialists like contractors or builders, and these specialists would likely choose Hot Air products over others if price is not an issue. Currently as well, our main customers are the energy providers, the builders, etc. So maybe at this point, it's not a big issue as such. But just something to think about, that there is some pressure with regards to brand loyalty and perhaps It's a gap that the company can exploit to see how better to make their product stand out to the end consumer itself. Another tidbit to share is the focus on safety with regards to the products. The industry is highly regulated, as these products are dangerous if they are not installed correctly or manufactured properly. So when we talk about health and safety, it doesn't only mean for the employees who handle the production of the product. These products are combustible, so it could harm the public if not handled properly. Because of the dangerous aspect of the products, when they are installed, they are only installed by qualified plumbers. At the exams, there could be a question about a possible issue with some products or design of the products that have to be addressed. Please do remember that if there are, that safety should be at the top of your mind when answering questions like that. You must put the safety of the consumers and ensure that this is taken care of first and foremost. The last tidbit to share is perhaps a bit of a nitpicky one. I just noticed that the IT department falls under the CFO. Now, this in most companies is normal, I'd say. Although for a company like Hot Air, this might not be enough. There is mention that the CFO is nominally responsible for this department, which almost kind of implies that she is barely managing this department. And for a company like Hot Air, maybe perhaps treating and using technology to improve products and offerings, it might be better to have IT as a separate function, where you have someone properly skilled and experienced to lead it. No diss to the CFO, but of course, we can see that her background is mainly as a professional accountant, and there are many accountants who are well-versed to handle IT as well. It's just that if IT is going to be this important part of gaining competitive advantage for the company, a dedicated person solely focusing on technology and innovation might be better. It also suggests that there may be some room here to exploit the technology more to help the company, that perhaps they are only doing enough at the moment, but could do so much more. And that's it for this episode. I hope you were able to glean the same tidbits from the pre-scene as I did, maybe even more. Keep on reading that pre-scene to gain a better understanding of the scenario. As always, I thank you for listening to Accounting Makes Sense. I'm your host, MJ the Tutor. If you're keen to connect to be updated with the arrival of the next episode of this podcast or find CIMA resources online, please head on over to my website, www.mjthetutor.com. You can also hit subscribe on whichever platform you are using to listen to this podcast. If you want to connect on social media, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name MJ the Tutor. So I hope to see you again next time. Ciao for now.